Unit 6. Listening. Task 1. Listen to a talk about artificial intelligence, AI, and choose the correct answer to each of the following questions. You can listen to the recording twice.
We're living in a time where artificial intelligence, or AI, is making huge strides. But what exactly is AI? Simply put, it's a way to make machines think and solve problems like humans do. AI helps power things we use every day, like when we search the internet, get shopping suggestions online, or talk to digital assistants. It's also doing amazing things in fields like medicine, where it helps doctors measure tumors accurately, and in astronomy, to discover new planets far away in space. Even if you're frustrated with a parking fine, AI might help figure out if you can challenge it. AI's potential is huge. It can help fight fraud, tackle climate change, and much more. Most of the time, AI learns from a vast pool of information to do a specific job. However, AI isn't perfect. It struggles with learning new things from scratch, understanding complex ideas, or applying something it learned from one situation to another. These are things that humans are really good at. As AI becomes a bigger part of our lives, it raises important questions. How will AI change jobs? Sure, we'll still need people at work, but the types of jobs and tasks might shift. Some people might find their skills in higher demand, while others might need to learn new ones. There's a concern that AI could increase inequality, with some people benefiting more than others. Also, there's the issue of fairness. AI could unintentionally be biased, affecting everything from someone's job prospects to how they're treated by the legal system. It's crucial we think about how we use AI. It has the potential to transform our world for the better, but it's up to us to guide its development and ensure it's used in a way that's fair and beneficial for everyone. Now listen again. We're living in a time where artificial intelligence, or AI, is making huge strides. But what exactly is AI? Simply put, it's a way to make machines think and solve problems like humans do. AI helps power things we use every day, like when we search the internet, get shopping suggestions online, or talk to digital assistants. It's also doing amazing things in fields like medicine, where it helps doctors measure tumors accurately, and in astronomy, to discover new planets far away in space. Even if you're frustrated with a parking fine, AI might help figure out if you can challenge it. AI's potential is huge. It can help fight fraud, tackle climate change, and much more. Most of the time, AI learns from a vast pool of information to do a specific job. However, AI isn't perfect. It struggles with learning new things from scratch, understanding complex ideas, or applying something it learned from one situation to another. These are things that humans are really good at. As AI becomes a bigger part of our lives, it raises important questions. How will AI change jobs? Sure, we'll still need people at work, but the types of jobs and tasks might shift. Some people might find their skills in higher demand, while others might need to learn new ones. There's a concern that AI could increase inequality, with some people benefiting more than others. Also, there's the issue of fairness. AI could unintentionally be biased, affecting everything from someone's job prospects to how they're treated by the legal system. It's crucial we think about how we use AI. It has the potential to transform our world for the better, but it's up to us to guide its development and ensure it's used in a way that's fair and beneficial for everyone.
Unit 7. Listening. Task 2. Listen to a talk about fake news and decide if the following statements are true or false. You can listen to the recording twice.
Fake news is nothing new, but silly stories can reach more people more quickly via social media. A lot of these viral claims aren't news at all, but efforts to fool readers into thinking they're real. Here are some strategies to protect yourself from fake news. Are you familiar with the source? Is it legitimate? Has it been reliable in the past? If a provocative headline draws your attention, read a little further before you decide to pass along the shocking information. Even in legitimate news stories, the headline doesn't always tell the whole story. But fake news, particularly efforts to be comic, can include several revealing signs in the text. Another telltale sign of a fake story is often the author. In some cases, the authors are not even real. One story was credited to a doctor who won 14 awards and a handful prizes, which would be very impressive if it wasn't also totally made up. Many times these stories will cite official or official-sounding sources, but once you look into it, this source doesn't back up the claim. Some false stories aren't completely faked, but rather distortions of real events. Bias leads people to be more interested in information that confirms their beliefs and question information that doesn't. But the next time you're automatically annoyed at some social media posts concerning a belief you oppose, take a moment to check it out. Try this simple test. What other stories have been posted to the news website? You may be sure to believe a story about a thing you don't like, but if the news site also features a ridiculous story, maybe you should think twice before sharing. Now listen again. Fake news is nothing new, but silly stories can reach more people more quickly via social media. A lot of these viral claims aren't news at all, but efforts to fool readers into thinking they're real. Here are some strategies to protect yourself from fake news. Are you familiar with the source? Is it legitimate? Has it been reliable in the past? If a provocative headline draws your attention, read a little further before you decide to pass along the shocking information. Even in legitimate news stories, the headline doesn't always tell the whole story. But fake news, particularly efforts to be comic, can include several revealing signs in the text. Another telltale sign of a fake story is often the author. In some cases, the authors are not even real. One story was credited to a doctor who won 14 awards and a handful prizes, which would be very impressive if it wasn't also totally made up. Many times these stories will cite official or official-sounding sources, but once you look into it, this source doesn't back up the claim. Some false stories aren't completely faked, but rather distortions of real events. Bias leads people to be more interested in information that confirms their beliefs and question information that doesn't. But the next time you're automatically annoyed at some social media posts concerning a belief you oppose, take a moment to check it out. Try this simple test. What other stories have been posted to the news website? You may be sure to believe a story about a thing you don't like, but if the news site also features a ridiculous story, maybe you should think twice before sharing.